So, Dennis and D. Reynolds here.
Inaugural podcast. We're talking technology today, the big T.
Absolutely. Everyone's talking about technology these days because it's everywhere.
Oh, it is. You can't escape it.
You absolutely can't. So, D, tell us how you feel about technology. What's your opinion?
Dead air. Okay. So, no, we are not Dennis and D. Reynolds. But like D's acting career, we probably should stop before we even start.
Yeah, absolutely. So that little clip was from an Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
Our favorite show.
Yeah, I believe that was Max Big Day.
Max Big Break.
Yeah, great episode.
During the episode, Dennis and D decide to make a podcast, which goes terribly wrong.
They have a bunch of guests who are psychopaths.
And Danny DeVito, who plays Frank, is there. That's what the crinkling was. He's eating crackers while they're trying to do a podcast.
Yeah, and sadly, we didn't have any saltines in the room, so we kind of improvised with wrappers.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job.
We'll see later.
All right, well, I'm Stephanie Carlson, and this is my boyfriend, Michael Staczek. It's a Polish name. He's very Polish. So we go to North Central College. I'm a journalism major, so I work for the on-campus newspaper, The Chronicle, so that's why we're doing a podcast. It's like a relationship couples podcast. Yeah,
so like she said, I'm Michael. I'm a finance and economics double major. I'm not really in any clubs or anything.
He's boring.
I'm boring.
Okay.
I just do homework and then go to work, so... Nothing to really say about that on campus.
He really likes cars, though.
Yeah, that's why I work at an auto parts store.
He loves telling me about car parts that I have no idea what he's talking about.
Sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about, so that's the best part.
Well, we've been together almost 9 months now. 9 months on the 28th of this month.
Mm-hmm. And we met last year. We lived in the same dorm, Geiger.
Geiger Hall.
The worst dorm on campus.
Now, the only dorm on campus that does not have air conditioning.
And bugs fly into your
room.
Lots
of bugs.
Stink bugs, specifically.
Lots of ants, too.
When you smash them, they explode, and it's horrifying.
So for any of you who have lived in Geiger or currently live in Geiger, we feel bad for you.
We're sorry, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, we met because he lived on the floor above mine. I lived on the first floor, and that's how we met. But actually, originally, we first met because I am in the Residence Hall Association club here on campus, and someone who was in my area hall council was Mike's roommate. And so I had to go up there to give him some flyers or something, and Mike was leaving the room, and he left, and I turned to his roommate, and I was like, oh my gosh, your roommate is so hot. And he goes, oh, sorry, he has a girlfriend. And, like, my soul was crushed. And so a couple of months later, single, broke up with his girlfriend. Good for me, bad for her. And then the rest is history.
Yeah. So blushing, honestly. So cute. Yeah, so this podcast is going to be kind of a free-form podcast.
Yeah.
You know, with future episodes, hopefully they're going to be interviews.
Yeah, we want to have some guests on. We want to do some fun stuff. We're going to try and do some, like, video elements too. The Chronicle does an NCC Live on Facebook, so we'll be participating in that a little bit, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll, you know, have people in here, people from the newspaper.
Hopefully interesting people. Interesting people. We only participate with interesting people.
My roommate and one of my best friends, John, they decided that they're going to be on it and they're going to get into arguments. So that's going to be a great time.
They're going to do the argument whether water is wet.
Yeah, it's...
What was the other one they got into?
I have no idea. I zone out after like the first 2 hours.
They fight a lot. But, yeah. Like, in, like, a loving bro way. They also kind of have a little bromance going on. So
yeah, they love each other very much. They're cuddle buddies. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we thought we'd start off the first podcast by doing couples quizzes, so we don't actually have to do any work because we're both a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. So We actually pulled up a quiz from the dumpster of the internet, also known as BuzzFeed. This is a...
He told me before when I said that we were going to do this, he said, we have to do a BuzzFeed quiz so I can shit on BuzzFeed because I hate BuzzFeed.
Yeah. So this quiz is called 20 Questions All Couples in a Strong Relationship Should Be Able to Answer. So this is by Ben Harry. Thanks, Ben. I like your profile picture. He has a shirt on that says boy. He's got a beard and glasses.
So he's basically your soulmate.
He's kind of frumpy. He's got a dad bod. Definitely not my type.
Yeah, Mike doesn't have a dad bod. He's very muscular. He works out a lot. And he's very scruffy, too. I like to think of him as my lumberjack.
Cute. Okay, so let's read the instructions here. So it says you're in a relationship... And you're pretty happy, right? Well, it's time to put you both.
I'd like to think
so. It's time to put you both to the test to see if you really know each other. So partner A will answer part one of the quiz about themselves, and then they'll receive a number. Partner B will then scroll down and answer part two of the quiz about partner A, and also receive a number. As you answer the questions, new ones will appear, and there are 20 in both altogether. The aim of the game is to get your numbers as close as possible, as this will tell you how well partner B knows partner A. Got it?
Why did you sound like the host from HQ? The one who wears eyeliner.
That's what I was going for. I'm not wearing a suit, though.
Okay, so I guess... I can't look, I guess, so okay. I don't know what you're putting as your answer.
Absolutely, okay.
So that means you partner A and I'm partner B.
Absolutely, okay. So let me just scroll through here.
You can read the question off, though. I just can't see your answer.
Okay, so question one is, what is your favorite basic color? And this one's going to be so easy for me and Steph.
It's so easy.
What if you don't know the answer to the question? Because question two...
You just have to pick one.
Question two is, what is your star sign?
You don't know my star sign?
I'm answering questions about myself.
Oh, I don't know your star sign either, so I don't know.
Are you not listening to the instructions?
No.
So I answer the questions with my answers.
Then take a guess, and then we'll see if we can guess the same star sign.
All right, sure, okay. I'm going to say the only one that is...
You can't give me hints.
Okay, sure. So I'm going to say the only one that kind of sounds like the name of a model of a car.
Oh, God, then I don't know. That's not a hint.
I'll give you another hint. It's a Ford. Okay. What do you think your best physical feature is? That's question three.
I was looking through a couple other quizzes, and one of them was like eyes or lips or like your arms. And then there was one where it was like your naughty parts. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, great. That one for sure. Well, that one's number one of all. That's like a trick question.
Yeah. That one's always number one. But yeah. We got to stay serious here.
Absolutely.
We have to keep it PG for the kids.
PG-13.
13. Yeah. 13 plus. Is that a thing?
We'll make it X. All right, so number four is, what is your best personality trait? Okay, we'll answer that. Okay, so what would you be famous for?
I haven't looked through this, so I don't know what the options are, but I'm curious.
This is,
to know
yeah,
what you think
I don't,
you'd be famous for.
Yeah. These answers are kind of really stupid, but...
Well, that's the whole point of this.
Let's pick
Plus,
one.
Plus, it's from BuzzFeed.
Yeah, okay,
What did
true.
You call it? The...
The dumpster of the internet.
Yeah.
So I picked the
did
one...
Did you expect anything better than trash?
No, but I'm going to pick the one I'd want to be, not necessarily what... I think that's what I'm trying to do. Okay.
And his opinions of BuzzFeed do not reflect mine. I don't have an opinion on BuzzFeed, so for those of you who like BuzzFeed, hate him, not me.
Okay.
I'm the better half.
Okay, so number six. What is your favorite sex position?
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
We get to share that with all of our peers.
Yeah, great. Okay,
oh,
so...
Oh, and our mothers if they listen to it.
Oh, my mom. I'm not telling my mom we're doing this. Okay,
no... We all know Carol, that's my mother, is going to listen to it.
Yeah.
She knows we're doing a podcast. She's very excited.
Carol. Number seven. How do you sleep at night? This one's kind of silly because I don't know actually how I fall asleep, so I'll do that answer. What's your ideal age to get married?
Oh, God.
Considering we're both 20.
It's certainly not now because that makes him sweat a little.
I never sweat. Who said I love you first?
I think I implied it first because I remember we were texting and saying, I didn't really know how to say it because it was only like 2 months in and I was afraid that it was too quick. And we were saying that we really liked each other and I was like, but like, I really, really like you. And you were like, well, I really, really like you too. And I was like, but I mean, like, I like you like that.
Gross.
And you were like, me too. And then the next time I was at your house over the summer, you said it. So you said it first. Because I was too afraid to say it.
Well, your answer is going to have to reflect mine, so we'll see.
Oh.
Okay, what is your favorite type of chocolate? Oh, I'm sorry. Number 10 was, what is your favorite type of holiday? And it gives a few options. Relaxing beach, city, walking, hiking, a spa, etc. So number 11 is, what is your favorite type of chocolate?
This one's easy. How many questions are there?
20?
Oh, God.
Maybe we should have done a shorter one.
Maybe.
If you could redo the first date, what would you want to do?
Our first date was Chipotle.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
I remember we went to Chipotle, and I felt really awkward because, like, I was full and I didn't finish my food, and you were like, you're not going to finish it? And I was like, no. You're like, okay. And I was like, I screwed it up. He doesn't want to see me anymore. And then we walked back to the dorm, and we parted ways, and I genuinely thought that you were never going to talk to me ever again.
Just because you didn't finish your burrito bowl.
Yeah. Well, and I'm an awkward person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding. So number 13, what is your favorite season? This one's obvious.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. Okay, so what Harry Potter house would you be sorted into? This one's easy too. What do you think? What do you think your partner's favorite part of you is?
His naughty bits.
It doesn't give that.
Damn.
How many biological cousins do you have?
No, that's not fair. You're Polish. I would be able to count how many.
I don't know how many cousins I have.
He's got cousins here. He's got cousins in Arizona or something. He's got cousins all around Poland. That one's not fair.
Atlanta. shout out Uncle Adam.
Pick a number and let's see if I can just, like, be in sync with you.
Okay, we'll do that. That one's, like, literally immediate family that I have seen recently.
Yeah. Okay. You could probably figure out my biological cousins, but it would get a little confusing.
Absolutely.
My aunt and uncle had a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, right. All right, so what is your favorite hot drink? This one's pretty easy, too.
It's cold foam cold brew on there?
Well, that's not a hot drink.
Oh. But can't you get that one hot?
No.
Which is the one you can get hot?
Coffee?
Okay, whatever.
I gave you the answer. What would you do if you found money on the floor?
Pick it up.
All these answers are dumb. Just kidding.
I mean, if the person was like, you saw them drop it, I would either, if I was feeling in a good mood that day, I would give it to them. But if I was kind of like, I would wait till they walked enough away that they didn't see me, and then I'd pick it up and take it.
Oh, I found money on the floor where there's no one around anywhere, and that one's just like, you're in a pickle, and I've just picked that up and kept it. It's usually like $1 she spent on scratch-offs, obviously.
Of course. I think I still have one of our scratch-offs in my wallet. It was $2. $2. Two whole dollars.
Yeah, we made a profit.
No, we made back the money we spent because we bought two of them. Oh, because
we bought one and we, yeah. So, which one of these common fears are you most scared of? I'll do that one. I don't know if you'll know that. Do you believe in God? I mean, let's just have it based on my past experiences. Okay,
then I can tell.
Okay.
We don't talk about our religions on this podcast.
Okay, so now Steph is going to take the quiz and answer all the questions about me, and then we'll see if our numbers match up.
Did you see what number you had?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. I got a 48. Whatever that means.
It's his IQ number.
Oh, shit. Ouch.
Okay, favorite basic color.
Get it?
Gray, obviously. But it's happy gray is his favorite color. So he'll see, like, a car driving by, and it's kind of like a medium light gray, and he is, like, crying.
If anyone knows Audi colors, it's called Nardo Gray. Nardo Gray is the best.
And then, oh, Taurus for star sign. Is that the thing that was closest? Ford Taurus or whatever?
I don't know.
You don't know? What does your partner think is their best physical feature? Ooh. That's hard because it gives hair, eyes, chest, body, butt, and legs. You have beautiful eyes. I've told you that many times, but that's one of the things I think. You also got a great butt. I feel like you would say butt. No?
Can I give you a hint, or is this not fair then?
You can give me a hint. Is it your chest?
No. I'll say this is like the feature I get compliments most on, especially from like older ladies
your
that
hair.
Just see me. I'll give you another hint. No.
What? Was it eyes?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
So I was right originally.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay. I just didn't know if you thought that was your best feature, but I love his eyes. They're like a beautiful gray blue.
Well, I don't really have opinions on my own features, so I just did the answer that most people give me compliments on.
What does your partner think is their best personality trait? Kindness, humor, loyalty, spontaneous, loving, patience, compassion, ambition. That's a lot to choose from.
I don't remember what I put.
I feel like maybe humor, because, like, you are really funny and you think that you're funny. I think we're both funny. I said before we were into this podcast, we're hilarious. Everybody's going to love it. And you were like, we're not funny, though. People don't think we're funny.
See, we're funny to each other. And then if anyone ever listens to this, they'll be like, oh, God, stop.
Whether you're laughing at us or with us, it doesn't matter. It still makes us funny. But I feel like you could also say loving.
I honestly don't remember what I put.
I'm going to say humor. Just because that's too many options to choose from. What would your partner be famous for?
I think I remember this one because I did what I would want to be famous for.
It goes a talent like singing or acting, for being a socialite, for being an intellectual, for being on reality TV, for their sex tape leaking.
Yeah. I did the most respectable one. That's a clue.
So you did for their sex tape.
The most respectable one?
I mean, for being an intellectual?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that gave it away. What is your partner's favorite sex position? Like, is missionary, doggy, cowgirl/cowboy, reverse cowgirl/cowboy, and no, it's not that one, spoon, or something else?
I don't remember what I put for this one either, to be honest.
I feel like I would say cowgirl.
I don't remember what I put.
I'm gonna put cowgirl.
Okay.
I think I know what I would say. how does your partner sleep at night? He usually sleeps, he's kind of in any position, but most of the time he ends up on his back with his mouth open. And he makes a lot of weird noises, and then he twitches really hard. But I don't know if that's what you would say. I feel like you would say they sleep in any position, to be honest.
Because I don't know
how I sleep.
Because
he did say he doesn't know.
Okay.
What is your partner's ideal age to get married? I would say probably like 25 to 30 would be your ideal. Because you, the other day you said when we get married in like 4 to 5 years. We're 20 now. So that's probably the ideal age. Definitely not 18 to 24. Mm. Don't do that. Who said I love you first? You did. You're giving me a weird look. What's your partner's favorite type of holiday? Ooh.
This one's kind of easy because we planned our Toronto trip kind of around this.
We planned our Toronto trip. We went to Toronto. That was our first big trip together. 9 hours in the car together.
My car didn't have air conditioning.
Nope. And it was end of August.
Yeah. And that car's trash.
A walking/hiking holiday? A city break with lots of sightseeing.
Think again.
Relaxing beach holiday?
That's kind of what we planned our Toronto trip around, but we didn't get much beach time, though.
Oh, it doesn't let me go back. We did get drunk on the beach, and that was fun. It doesn't let me go back.
Okay.
It doesn't let me repick it.
Well, anymore. You're just going to get a bad score, then.
Well, okay. What is your partner's favorite type of chocolate? Milk chocolate? Yeah?
Yeah.
This is making me actually second guess myself. I feel like I'm not a good girlfriend. If your partner could redo the first date, what would they want to do? Something food related. You love food.
Absolutely, I love food.
He loves sushi. We did go on sushi for our second date.
Yeah.
And I think I won him over because our first date, we had Chipotle. Easy, cheap. Our second date was like $45 a sushi, and I made him let me pay.
So cute.
Spring, summer, autumn, fall, winter. I don't really know this one. Autumn, fall? I think that was wrong. I already pressed it, though, so there's no going back.
I think it's summer, but when it is summer, sometimes I hate it. I don't know. I don't have a favorite season.
So what Harry Potter house would you be sorted into? I guess I would say Gryffindor.
I mean, I would say Gryffindor, but odds are I'd be in Slytherin.
Okay, but, like, what did you say in the quiz?
I said Gryffindor. Okay.
What is your favorite part of your partner? Is this asking what's your favorite part of me?
No, it's asking what your favorite part of me is.
So what you think that my favorite part of you is.
Yeah.
Their eyes.
Yeah, okay. I got it right.
How many biological cousins does your partner have? The ones you've seen recently, maybe three? Or did you say more than they can count? Slash, I don't know. No, you didn't. You said you just picked a number.
Yeah.
I'm going to say two.
No.
I don't know.
I put five.
You went, oh, God. What is your partner's favorite hot drink? Coffee?
Easy.
What would your partner do if they found money on the floor? Put it in their pocket and spend it later.
Damn right.
I like how the options are. Put it in their pocket and spend it later. Try and find the person that dropped it. Leave it on the floor. Pick it up and give it to a homeless person or donate the money to charity.
Aren't very many homeless people hanging around Naperville.
Yeah. And, I mean, we are the charity.
It might sound like I'm a terrible person, but whenever I go to Jewel, confession time, whenever I go to Jewel and...
He goes to Jewel a lot because it's right next to his work. Yeah, and
that's where I get
food.
All my lunches.
Especially when he goes on his keto diet. Yeah. He can't eat any, like, sugars and stuff.
Yeah, so...
Which is annoying.
Yeah. So, whenever I go to Jewel and they ask, like, do you want to round it up a dollar or something like that? I'm like, no, thank you. And then in my head, I'm like, it's because I'm the charity. Like, I'm...
You did that at Panda Express once. I wanted Panda. And they were like, would you like to donate a dollar to, like, some, like, children's cancer charity? And you're like, nah, not today. It wasn't even, like, a no thing. So it was, nah, not today. Which of these common fears is your partner most scared of? It's not spiders, because you kill all the spiders for me.
Every answer on there I'm not necessarily scared of at all, but one of them is more true than others.
Maybe drowning? Small spaces?
No.
Heights?
Yes.
We know each other so well. Does your partner believe in God? It says yes, absolutely, no, not at all, or they believe there's something, but they're not sure if it's actually God. You said based off of your past experiences, though, so then it would probably have to be yes, absolutely. He went to, like, 10 years.
K through 8, Catholic school. Shout out St. James. Doesn't exist anymore.
I got a 50. We were only 2 points off.
Oh!
Okay, so it says if your numbers are 10 or less points from each other, person B knows person A really well and passed the test. I passed.
Ooh.
So now it's my turn to take it.
Do you want to take the same one again for you?
Well, duh.
Okay.
We'll make it really quick because I know this one is super long. And you already know all the questions, so I don't have to read them to you. Okay, how do I retake the quiz?
And you go and you hit restart at the bottom of the quiz. Anyway, let's fill this dead air.
Dead air.
So anyway,
Danny DeVito
is our favorite actor.
He's our spirit animal.
More like, I wish he was related to me somehow. You know, where I could, like, one day see him do a 23andMe test, and it's like one of the options is like, are you related to Danny DeVito? And I'd be like, yes, please.
I think it's funny. We were making a joke beforehand. This is a really bad joke. But so in the show, Charlie Day's character. So originally, Dennis and Dee, their whole life.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, because I'm going to explain it bad.
So Dennis and Dee in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and we apologize if you know the show very well. It's a popular show, but for some reason, I don't know if it's North Central or college students in general, not many people have watched. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, they're not diehard fans.
Anyway, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dennis and Dee Reynolds, they're twins. Their dad, their whole life, was Danny DeVito, also known as Frank Reynolds. He comes into the show season two, I believe, as like he's trying to get back in their lives. He ends up living with Charlie Day's character in their crappy apartment in Philadelphia. But it turns out that their mother actually had an affair with another guy, and he's the biological father of Dennis and Dee. And then it turns out that Frank had an affair with Charlie's mom, who in the show is known as a massive whore. And
sweetest little old lady.
Yeah, that's the best part of the show.
She's a huge prostitute.
Yeah, she's like the sweetest lady, has like a cute little house. And then like as the show goes on, you realize that throughout Charlie's life, she just had men over constantly. And they would like come and like give her stacks of money, and then they would disappear for a few hours, and Charlie just thought they were her friends just coming over to hang out. So Charlie then thought Frank was his dad, and it's never actually revealed if it was his dad, but that's a plot line throughout the show that they're trying to reveal if Frank is actually Charlie's biological dad.
And it's funny because Frank tells him he's not his dad because he paid for Charlie's mom to get an abortion. And so Charlie talks to his mom about it, and it's funny because he's like, oh, so like you didn't go through with it, because she says she didn't want one, and she goes, no, it didn't work.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I went through with it, absolutely, but it was like a back alley thing, so it just didn't work. And then Charlie comes back later on all pissed. He's like, dad, thanks for showing up, dad. And then Frank goes like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the abortion didn't take.
So what is your favorite part of your partner's the one that I think your favorite part of me is?
Yeah.
This is really confusing, and I think we're doing it wrong. How many biological cousins do I have? Well, we know what that answer is. Okay, I'm almost done. Three more.
It's mom's and dad's side too, right? I don't even know.
Okay, well, the answers are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or more than I can count. And I already said that my aunt and uncle had a whole bunch of children.
Oh, true.
Okay. So now, I don't know where you go to take it now. I'm not even talking into the mic now. So I got a 63. So maybe do you just...
Oh, baby.
What?
You retook part B.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
All right, just
retake. So that was kind of a fail. So let's just go.
So BuzzFeed is the dumpster of the internet.
So BuzzFeed, maybe make one that says restart the whole thing. Thanks, guys.
Well, because it's super complicated where everything is. Okay, I'm just going to ask you the questions, and you're going to give me an answer.
All right, rapid fire. Let's go.
I'm going to go down to mine because I'm going to forget my answers. You got that right. I thought you were going to say red, but you got that right. It was yellow. What is my star sign?
For Taurus.
Scorpio, because I'm a bitch.
I don't know if it works that way.
It does. Scorpios are badass. What does your partner think is their best physical feature? So what I think is my best physical feature is hair, eyes, chest, body, butt, or legs.
Well, I don't know what you think is your best physical feature, to be honest. Guess. I like your eyes.
No, what do you think mine is, though?
What was the other answers?
Hair, eyes, chest, body, butt, legs.
Your legs?
No, I said my butt.
Your butt.
I really like my butt.
That's pretty cool. It's all connected.
It doesn't count. They're two separate answers.
BuzzFeed doesn't know anything about anatomy.
What does your partner think is their best personality trait? Do I think my best is kindness, humor, loyalty, spontaneous, loving, patience, compassion, ambition?
Ambition.
No, I said loving.
Loving.
Wow. Apparently, I don't love you enough.
I'm sorry, Miss 40 Clubs, 5 Jobs.
Are you just saying I don't give you enough time?
No, That's not what I'm saying.
That's definitely what he's saying. I give him plenty of time.
She gives me too much, a lot of time.
All right. So maybe this is our first and last podcast. Maybe it's going to turn into an exes podcast.
Oh, shut up.
What would your partner be famous for? A talent like singing or acting, for being a socialite, for being an intellectual, for being on reality TV, for their sex tape leaking. Watch yourself on this one.
Give me a clue.
I mean, it's not a sex tape leaking.
I hope not.
I definitely don't want to see myself having sex. Or other people to see myself. You can't look. These are my answers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go back up to yours.
So I saw the talent like acting, singing.
I wish I could sing.
I thought it was going to be a socialite. Because you always talk about being a
real housewife. I do. I wish I was a real housewife. That would be awesome. They always just have such a good time. Those shows are terrible and I shouldn't watch them, but I can't help it. What is my favorite sex position?
Spooning.
Yeah.
Got it.
How do I sleep at night?
On your side.
I usually sleep on my front. But when we're in bed together.
Well, it's because it's a twin.
Because they're twin size beds, sure. So it's not like I can. So I'm usually down on my side. Because how else am I going to.
When I think about it, I'm on my front too, but it's kind of like twisted halfway.
That's true. I'll give you that one. What is my ideal age to get married?
25?
You said 18 to 24?
Yeah, I did.
I got that wrong?
Well, it's pretty close.
Shit. Maybe it doesn't make him sweat as much as I thought it did. I said, like, well, because I thought you put 25 to 30, so I said 25 to 30. It's okay. But it's 18 to 24. That's where we're at.
Same stuff.
We're still in the lying phase. Who said I love you first?
I did. Yeah. Easy.
What is my favorite type of holiday?
Beach. Or anything with a pool.
No, I said a city with lots of sightseeing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's so, same for me too, honestly.
My mother is obsessed with going to the beach and just being in the sun and being on the beach. And I think people think that I'm the same way, but I like more like adventurous stuff. Like things I can see and do.
We should.
I do like the beach. You're gonna be taking me to the beach eventually. Lots of beaches.
We should have went to more sketchy neighborhoods in Toronto then.
More sketchy neighborhoods?
It's adventurous.
Great. The neighborhood that we were staying in was a little sketchy, and our Airbnb did not have air conditioning.
But
it was a cool.
Everyone cool there was still nice, even when we were walking down the street and we saw a person that was like, ah, shit, he could stab us.
Everybody was so baked.
Yeah, a lot of people were. But, like, even like a person you see walking down the street and you're like, ah, shit. Like in Chicago, you'd be like, avoid that person. They would be like, hey, good morning. And you'd be like, oh, hello.
Just a side note reminder, weed is legal there. What is my favorite type of chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
White chocolate.
White chocolate?
I love white chocolate.
Oh, you like the white chocolate, that tea that's with white chocolate in it. I should have known that.
Yeah. If I could redo our first date, what would I want to do? It would be something casual, like drinks or coffee, something food related, something fun and adventurous, something cute and romantic.
Probably cute and romantic.
I said something fun and adventurous.
Fun, same thing for me.
What's my favorite season?
Summer.
Nope. Autumn/fall.
Autumn/fall. Okay.
Boost
weather.
I'm sorry. I just burped.
Didn't have to mention it.
Well, I was afraid that they could hear it. It wasn't a big burp, but I have to burp again. I don't like it to be too hot or too cold, but I love how pretty it is in autumn. I guess like it could be fall and spring.
You also really like winter because you like seeing all the snow.
I only like winter between December 1st and December 31st.
That's such an open-ended question.
After that, I hate it.
Thanks, BuzzFeed, for the worst quiz ever.
What Harry Potter? How is this the 20 questions you have to know? Like this is
so stupid.
That's a lie. What Harry Potter house would I be sorted into?
Hufflepuff.
Gryffindor.
I just said Hufflepuff because you're cute. Like all the Hufflepuff people.
That's a lie. What do I think that your favorite part of me is?
Probably butt, legs.
I said smile.
Smile? That too.
But yeah, my butt is probably
See, your the problem is, I just like every single part of you.
Corny. How many biological cousins do I have?
I said more than you can count.
Yep. What's my favorite hot drink?
Tea.
Yes. I am obsessed with green tea. What would you do? What would I do if I found money on the floor?
Take it.
Yeah, duh. What is my common, like, my most common fear?
Spiders.
I said heights. I should have said spiders. It's kind of a tie. He has to kill all the spiders for me. I was in my dorm room. I was laying in bed, and above me on the side wall, there was a spider crawling, and I bolted out of my bed, started to cry, and it started to go behind my tapestry, and I'm, like, calling him on the phone. Weren't you, at work or something? And I am, like, oh, yeah, in tears, bawling, like, saying that you had to get back, and you still had, like, 2 hours left. And then it goes onto the ceiling, and it drops. And I booked it out of there, didn't bring my keys or anything, locked out of my room, and I sat in the multi-purpose room of our building. I sat there, and then my phone died, so I just sat there, like, in fear of going back into my room. We never found the spider, though.
Turns out that spider's name was Jeff. He's actually studying to be a psychologist.
Yeah. Did you just assume his gender?
Yeah, it's a guy. He told me.
Oh, okay. Great.
He, him.
Glad that you have conversations with them. Do I believe in God?
Yes.
I said I believe there's something, but I'm not sure if it's actually God. I think we're both kind of at that point. We don't probably know. We don't know. All right. I say I did better than you did.
Get out of here.
I definitely did better than you did. Fine. Definitely, because I am the better half.
True.
All right, well, that was our first couples podcast.
Absolutely. Now we have to go do homework.
Lots of homework. It was kind of weird, kind of awkward, but I enjoyed it. Hopefully other people enjoyed it.
I just hope it sounds like a conversation more than anything.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
It does.
And the most entertaining ones are just a conversation or reactions to things. Yeah.
Like H3H3.
Your Mom's House.
My Favorite Murder.
My Favorite Murder.
Love that one, true crime podcast.
There's Joe Rogan, classic.
So obviously,
the Church of Everything.
We're never going to be as good as they are. But all we can hope for right now is that when we stop this recording and listen to it, we don't have to redo the whole thing.
Hopefully it's recording properly.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.